Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The tragic aftermath of the twister that ripped through Moore, Oklahoma, raises questions about how people living in tornado zones can protect themselves. Are home-based shelters really enough to hold back the force of the strongest category tornadoes, the kind that can have winds upward of 300 miles an hour? Michael Smith is Senior Vice President for AccuWeather Enterprise Solutions, which does research on severe weather detection. He's also the author of Warnings, the True Story of How Science Tamed the Weather. Michael, welcome. And would you tell us, when it comes to a tornado as powerful as the one that touched down in Moore, are there shelters strong enough to save people?
Yes, if you're underground or if you have one of those manufactured tornado shelters that a contractor can come in and dig a hole in your yard and put it in, or if you have a basement, you'll probably come through it okay. But when you have an F4 or F5 tornado, which is in the highest 1%, like you had in Moore yesterday, unless you are underground and in a reinforced shelter, your chances of survival are not very good.
For people who don't live in tornado areas, can you give us a sense of the type of shelters that are out there that people can either build or purchase and which ones you consider most effective?
Well, if you're not in a tornado area and you would like to have a shelter, probably the most practical thing to do is install a safe room in your home. Those can typically be installed for $5,000 to $6,000. It's not cheap, but it's reasonably priced. And you can also have it used as a closet or storage area or whatever, and you can put it right in the interior of your house. And I've seen some housing developments in some areas where they actually build the safe room right into the foundation.
Do you have a sense of how many people in a place like Moore, Oklahoma would have one of these shelters?
Well, Moore, Oklahoma is in an area where I used to live, and there are almost no basements in Moore. They're just not common there.
We've heard about that. Is that something to do with the geography of the place, or is that just habit and custom?
It's habit and custom. If you ask 5 different construction engineers why they don't have basements there, you'll get 5 different reasons. So I've concluded it's habit and custom. However, you can put a safe room in. After the 1999 tornado in Moore, a lot of people did it. But, of course, this tornado hit a different geographic area than the 1999 tornado. This tornado was farther south. And so whether those people had learned the lesson and put in safe rooms, I don't know at this point.
When you talked about the lack of basements, if people had those, could that keep them safer, even though there's a risk of a house falling on top of you in your basement?
If you get under a pool table or other sturdy furniture or get into the stairwell in a basement, your odds of survival, even in an F4 or F5, are very good. It's extremely rare that a person who follows that advice gets killed in a basement.
What about people who don't have a shelter or a safe room or don't have access to one? What are other ways to increase your odds of survival if you can't get to a designated safe zone?
The best things you can do are go to a bathroom in the interior of the house or a closet in the interior house. The goal is to put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible. If you do have a bathroom in the interior of the house, get in the bathtub. And if your child has a football helmet, put that on. The more protection you can put between yourself and the tornado, the better your odds are.
We know, though, from this terrible tornado in Moore yesterday, that sometimes attempts at sheltering and even designated shelters don't work. I mean, we're hearing about these children from the Plaza Towers Elementary School who are among those killed. So what can schools and other large buildings do to protect people when this kind of thing happens?
Unfortunately, I think a lot of school designers are not thinking of safety. They're thinking of aesthetics. We have a school here in Wichita where I reside, and it's got a freestanding clock tower right in front of it. And emergency management people and meteorologists are just appalled at that, because that clock tower can collapse on top of the school if there's a tornado. There are a lot of things that engineers have brought up in recent years that are unique to school construction that makes them unsafe. I think as we go forward, we've got to build safety in the schools.
Michael Smith is Senior Vice President for AccuWeather Enterprise Solutions, which does research on severe weather detection. Michael, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Sasha. Thank you.
We'll be back in 30 seconds here and now.